ABC Radio Dao in Denmark.
Mango. Hi, my name's Jesse. I'm a commercial mango grower in the Northern Territory and also vice president of the NT Mango Industry Association.
Pick the mango from the tree and the mango down to me. Put the mango in a sack. Put the sack up on my back.
Jesse, can you tell me why the Northern Territory is a good place for growing mangoes?
It's our tropical climate, perfect temperatures and seasonal weather that gives it the best chance to grow up here. We've grown mangoes up here for some say over 50 years, but they sort of started really commercial production from the 1980s.
So do mango farms, do they start with trees from seedlings, or how does that process actually work?
You can grow mangoes from either seedlings, but commercial farms will usually use the process of grafting. So grafting is when you use put a piece of a mature tree onto a separate seedling or rootstock. They'll use a common or a KP mango as a rootstock and then graft a piece of an already mature tree onto it. Compared to seedlings, grafting will produce quicker fruit a lot quicker than a tree grown from a seed. So from a commercial point of view, it's more reliable, more economical, and you'll get a crop sooner.
So how long would it take to get a crop from grafting?
From grafting, you're still looking at about 3 to 5 years for a crop.
And we obviously have wet and dry seasons in the top end. Do mango farms need much irrigation, or does it depend on the season?
It does depend on the season, although trees will need irrigation from fruit set and flowering and or fruit set. So usually partway through the dry, most people will start watering their mangoes. The recommendation is about 6 megalitres per hectare annually for a mango orchard. So they do require a fair bit of water.
And where does that water generally come from?
Mainly groundwater. Most commercial farms will have bore water for irrigation through the dry season. Over the wet season, obviously it relies on rainwater and surface water for the surface roots.
How many of Australia's mangoes are grown in the territory?
In terms of volume, last year we produced 52% of the national crop. So the NT definitely produces the most. And interestingly, 35% of that total volume came from the Darwin area, so Litchfield and surrounds.
Wow, that's huge. What are the other main mango growing areas in Australia?
Darwin and Katherine up here, and the north of Western Australia around Kununurra. Across to Queensland, and also the top of New South Wales and some areas in Western Australia around Gingin and Carnarvon.
I feel like going back home right now while the mangoes are ripe.
Mangoes actually require about 2 weeks straight of under 20 degrees in our dry season to initiate flowering.
Oh, okay.
So they do... They don't like it cold, they don't want frost, but they do need the slightly cooler temperatures in dry season to initiate flowering.
So what is the life cycle of a mango tree with the flowers and all that sort of thing?
Fairly dormant over the wet season with just vegetative growth. Flowering will start to occur depending which farmer and what fertilising programs they're using, but most flowering will start to occur around April, May. And it takes 90 to 120 days in Darwin to go from flowering to harvest.
And when is that?
So you're looking at about 3 to 4 months. Harvest in Darwin, most of the volume is in September and October. You will get a few farmers that start in July and a few later ones, depending on the season, but most of it's September, October.
Okay, so we're in November and we're already past the peak.
Where Darwin is pretty much finished.
Wow.
Katherine peaks in October, November. I believe Katherine are probably just about coming to an end as well. It's been a very early season this year, short and early.
So once you have your beautiful mangoes, how do they get transported safely around Australia and even further abroad?
90% of Australia's mangoes are consumed domestically, so they stay within the country. And of that 90%, 95% is through the fresh supply chain, so eaten fresh. There's only about 5% that goes to processing, juice and dried and concentrates. Most of the volumes go to the eastern seaboard, the markets in Sydney and Melbourne. And it takes about 5 days to get a mango from picking in Darwin to being in Sydney or Melbourne.
So I imagine a fair bit of thought and technology goes into the timing of when fruits are picked, and I imagine there's refrigeration involved. How does that all work?
Refrigeration, yes. I think a lot of people don't realise how much skill and effort goes into getting that one mango to your dinner table. But once it's picked, it gets packed the following day in most varieties, just because a lot of the blemishes will take 24 hours to develop on the skin of the mango after you've picked it. After it's been packed, it'll get chilled down to anywhere between 12 and 16 degrees and kept chilled on the supply chain through to market.
Okay. What are the most common varieties grown in the Northern Territory?
Northern Territory, Kensington Pride would be the most common variety up here. I think it's about 52% Australia-wide for KP. Calypsos are sitting around the 25% mark, and you've got Atu Itu and Honey Gold. There's also a whole bunch of green-eating varieties, such as Kia Savoy, Namdok Mai, and Falans, which are also grown up here as well.
What sort of labour force do you need to harvest mangoes?
It's quite labour intensive. So I think the labour required just in the Northern Territory is around 2,000 to 2,500 people for the workforce, which is usually made up of locals, backpackers, seasonal workers. Fairly labour intensive. It's not an automated process at all. Mangoes are physically picked off the trees by people.
I imagine you have to be quite delicate with these precious, valuable fruits.
Absolutely. When you're picking them, you have a number of challenges. So you have a very acidic sap that comes out of the stem when it's broken off, which can burn the fruit as well as yourself. And also if they're dropped on the ground and they're bruised very easily and are pretty much useless.
We've heard a lot about labour shortages this year with all the COVID restrictions, COVID travel restrictions. What's the 2020 mango season in the Territory been like?
2020 season has been, volume-wise, has been a lot lower than last year, whether that's dependent from a couple of dry, wet seasons, who knows. Labour has also been a massive issue. I know there's a lot of farms that let a lot of fruit fall on the ground just because they couldn't get people in to pick them in time.
Mm-hmm. Let's end on a lighter note. What's your favourite way to consume mangoes?
My favourite mango is a Kensington Pride. I'm probably a bit biased being a KP grower. Fresh mango is the best. Slice the cheeks off, invert it, and eat it. Chilled fresh mango.
The hedgehog style cutting?
Hedgehog style, chilled fresh mango.
Beautiful. Are you partial to a mango smoothie?
Mango smoothie, and I dry mango and I freeze it and I make chutney. Mango everything at this time of year.
Mango wine even?
No, mango daiquiri.
Yeah, of course. That's the go-to mango drink, I think. Jess, thanks for being my Territory teacher this week. Really appreciate it.
No problems at all.
ABC Radio Darwin.